even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no.
Game time. Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jennifer's from North Attleboro. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
It's a pretty exciting day. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it. It is Jennifer's birthday.
Oh. Sorry, no shout out.
Unfortunately, okay. Yeah, you know, we don't do birthday shout outs on this show.
Corporate policy.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's really, I hate our corporate attorneys. They are the worst. We're not allowed to mention birthdays.
I get to talk to you guys. That's awesome.
If you wish one person a happy birthday, you got to wish everybody a happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. We just can't do that. We can't wish for you to have a great day and enjoy and celebrate and all that good party stuff. Sorry.
Awesome.
Jennifer, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We are going to give you $100 if you tie her. That's still a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,337 wins, only 206 losses. She is now over there in the soundproof studio. I can see her. She's eating something. And she can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Kristen Bell says her three-year-old daughter often threatens to kill her.
Same.
But she doesn't own a gun, so she poses no actual threat. Well, that's good. In 2013, Kristen Bell starred in an animated movie that's one of the highest grossing films of all time.
Come on, Jennifer,
are you still there?
I am.
What was that noise?
Name the movie, please.
Oh, I don't know. The only thing that comes to my mind is Frozen.
Question number two. On this date in 2005, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's divorce became official. The two sold their home for $28 million. Brad ended up marrying Angelina Jolie, who he got close to while they were both filming which movie?
Oh, I know the name of this. Oh, God.
Frozen.
This is hotter in real life.
Question number three. Anything?
Yep.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Bradley Cooper says that he has no plans to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Who does Bradley Cooper play in the movie?
Yep. Nope. Nothing.
Question number four. Season 15 of The Voice is on. It happens tonight. A new coach is joining Blake, Adam, and Kelly. Who is the new coach?
Jennifer Hudson.
Question number five.
I'm just going to go with Jennifer. Just first name Jennifer.
A biopic on the life and career of stand-up comedy legend George Carlin is in the works. George Carlin was the voice and narrator of which popular children's show for many, many years?
I don't know. Nope. Yeah, I know. Nothing.
Okay.
Not a lot in your house today. It's all right.
By the way, this answer blew my mind. I had no idea.
You didn't know it?
Nope. Yeah. I used to watch it all the
time.
That's
crazy.
So. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jennifer got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Hey, that's good. That's better than I thought. Woo!
All of us. You surprised all of us.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Kristen Bell says her three-year-old daughter often threatens to kill her. But she doesn't own a gun, so she poses no actual threat.
I will murder you, Mommy.
In 2013, Kristen Bell starred in an animated movie that's one of the highest grossing films of all time. What is it?
Frozen.
Tied at one, question number two. On this date in 2005, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's divorce became official. The two sold their home for $28 million, and Brad ended up marrying Angelina Jolie, who he got close to while they were both filming which movie?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
2-1, question number three. Bradley Cooper says he has no plans to direct Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Who does Bradley Cooper play in the franchise?
The raccoon. What's his name? Rocket?
Rocket Raccoon.
3-1, question number four. Season 15 of The Voice airs tonight. A new coach is joining Blake, Adam, and Kelly. Who is it?
Jennifer Hudson.
Boom. We would have accepted just Jennifer, too.
4-2. Question number five. A biopic of the life and career. See how what I did there? Did you catch that?
No, I rarely pay attention.
Okay. One time I said it biopic, and one time I said it biopic. I am just
You're wild.
I know.
Rebel!
The biopic on the life and career of stand-up comedy legend George Carlin is in the works. George Carlin was the voice and narrator of which popular children's show for many, many years?
I'm going to say The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Why do you look at me like I would know that?
I didn't. I was surprised by it, is what that was, that look. That was like, I didn't know it either.
It's actually Thomas the Blanking Train.
The seven words you can't use on
exactly.
radio.
I used to watch that show all the time. It never clicked. That's amazing. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, congrats. You get the win.
Okay.
Jennifer, you get a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 Sunday, October 7th. That's this Sunday
That's
at
awesome.
The TD Garden. I would say that they are a birthday gift, but I'm not allowed to mention birthdays or do shout-outs. Jennifer, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jennifer from North Attleboro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.